Oh, yeah, that's the worst part, man. That's where things can go wrong, things can slip. That's where, you know, in your mind. That's why if you get one of the ladders that hooks in, you know, and you got a roof that lends itself to that, you know, I think that's a lot of confidence. But, you know, then you get to the top of the ladder, you just, you know, moves a little bit, even if it's just a little shake, you know, not even a real move. It just freaks the mind out. Yeah. And, you know, a bucket, you know. I've thought about that. If I get a tower up, you know, I could get something up to 40, 50 feet. And you can hire a bucket. You know, you can rent a bucket and get up to that height. And buckets aren't bad. You can work in those pretty well. I'm still a little skittish, but you know, but most anybody can go up in a bucket. And you know, so if you had a freestanding tower that didn't crank down, and you were somebody like myself that just couldn't do climbing or aerial work, you know, as long as you were prepared to, you know, rent a bucket every now and again when you want to swap things out or if you have a problem, then it's pretty doable. I mean, the best method is crank up, tilt over. You know, then you can just bring it right down to the point where land lover can deal with it.